I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
We did it, girls. We made it. We survived Pride.
Oh, yeah, we're no longer gay.
Yeah.
Welcome to Straight Pride Month.
Literally. Corporations on
Roll
June
up the rainbow.
1st.
Slay!
Corporations on July 1st.
Death to all of them.
You know, I was wondering how we would work it in a way that didn't give us a lawsuit.
Right, in a way that didn't put us in jail.
Wow. So true.
Yeah.
Welcome back to reality, everyone.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone.
All the gay for pays. We're back to our straight lifestyles.
Yeah, we
are. Ready to listen to Toxic and just be local again.
Honestly, iconic.
Yes. So we didn't even debrief from Pride because we didn't have a Pride episode. I don't know. Did you do anything? Oh, you went on a three-day bender.
Okay. You use your words properly, writer girl. I was on a bender. I went out.
You were out and about for 3 days in a row.
I went out. I was very elusive, chanteuse. I didn't do anything. I like literally went down the street. Like,
oh, okay.
It was not. I like went to a bar. It was very cash.
I got updates at like 3 a.m. each night.
Oh, yeah. I was having a blast. I was so chatty.
You were a chatty Kathy.
Yeah. I like loved it. I met up with a friend that I've been playing League of Legends with.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, in our Slay chat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God, we've literally been playing League like pretty much every night through the pandemic. So nice to meet you in real life. But it was fun.
Yeah, it sounded fun.
And what else did I do? I think I went out on Sunday.
I did too, at the end of the night, actually.
Yeah. Oh, and you DJed?
I did DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I...
Oh, yeah, tell everyone the update.
So I did...
Local.
There's this thing that I do called the Brooklyn Queer Flea Market where queers sell things. And yeah. And so usually it's in like the House of Yes, $3 bill. This one was in the Time Out Market, which I had never been to in Dumbo. Have you been there?
No.
Okay. It's like very, very nice. And it's like five floors. And it's, as I learned, family friendly. So previous queer fleas are sort of, there's t-shirts of sucking dick and cock. And so I just showed up in my mesh and I walked in and like this 5 year old in a Mickey shirt like ran by and I was like, uh oh.
And then you're like, oh.
Slay.
They lead me up. The queer market is on a different floor than I'm at. They lead me up to like the fifth floor, which is like the food court area. There's like a DJ, like a stage. I'm standing on there in mesh as families are eating around me. I can't really hear the music. The music is not being played amongst the gays. It's just on this food court. I'm playing like early 90s and there's like three gays bobbing around.
It's like a Nathan's hot dog stand.
Literally. And I was like, all right, this is gay pride.
Well.
Like it was just like, no big deal. Like sucking dick and cock. Like I'm just like, oh my God.
Literally all the moms.
They were like, oh, you didn't get the memo? It's like a family-friendly place?
Yeah.
No.
You did it at my birthday dinner.
So I kept it really... I mean, I'm not like... It's not like I'm like outrageous, but I still... You know, I didn't...
A bop.
I didn't play anything like bad per se. I just, you know, kept it local. I really did end up playing like 10 remixes of Sacrifice, so it was worth it. Yeah, so that was my DJ experience. Good times.
Love that.
And then went out on Sunday night and actually had the sort of pride experience. I went to Barracuda for the first time since the pandemic.
Oh, that's right. They remodeled.
Remixed, remastered, still a dive Barracuda. Bar. And then went to Gym Bar, which I have never willingly wanted to go to, but they were like... We were, well, part of the
actually, I feel like that's very your scene.
It is not my scene.
It's like mass gays who like...
It is not my scene. It is like, yes, they all play like kickball together.
Oh.
I don't play kickball.
Yeah, me neither.
But I did enjoy it. I had a good time. I met some people who are fans, friends of the pod, fans of you.
Oh.
I did text you about that.
There's that's right, you did.
A listener is definitely a fan of the pod and you.
Oh.
And tried to slide into the... Everyone listening, if you're trying to slide into T-Kyle's DMs, try smoke signals or by pigeon because...
They're open.
They are not open for many.
Yes, they are. They're literally open.
I always get DMs like, tried to send this to T-Kyle.
Sorry, elusive chanteuse.
Elusive chanteuse. And I accept your messages, apparently.
Also, last week was a lot.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Yeah.
And here we are.
We sure are. We made it through.
Did we?
We survived the live chat pride.
Yeah.
It was a week.
It was a week.
Well, speaking of the live chat, we want to give a huge shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Yes, everyone. We launched a new tier. We have 3 tiers now if you would like to support the pod. We did our first ever live chat with our icon tier. It was such a blast.
It was, even though the first hour was probably very heavy, but it was a blast ultimately.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we had to
canceled.
Yes, you're canceled.
Yeah.
Celebrating on this
literally.
Week.
Clap if you think she should suffer.
Oh, I started off.
Yes, you started off on the wrong note. Yes.
It was so... I left it in there. You know what? Whatever.
Unfiltered. You know, we all had our little group therapy session for about an hour. And then, you know, it kind of devolved into, you know, talk about music and stuff. It was fun. Good times. Hopefully in July, we'll have a more fun live chat that we can, you know, not just be talking about legal matters.
It'll be fine.
In court.
So everyone stay tuned for the announcement.
Of
our next live chat. But yes, it will be monthly.
Yes.
And it is on Discord. So if you're on Patreon, sign up for Discord. It's free. You like link your accounts.
Yes.
And then you
get some of
access.
The girls don't know about Discord yet. It's basically like an AIM chat or an AOL group chat.
Yeah.
You can.
Or Slack.
It's very active lately. Mm-hmm. And we are discussing music, Britney, fashion, what else? Gaming.
Literally everything.
TV, music, Drag Race. So, yes, it's a lot. So come on in and chat. It's been really fun and cool.
Yeah.
So, well.
Oh, also, should we plug something else, our merch?
Well, we didn't officially, did we?
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't.
I don't know.
Anyway, we have merch.
I don't know what day it is. I was like, oh my God, how is it July?
I don't know either.
And
it's
last
just a
week
full of rage for me.
Yeah.
So yes, we do have merch. It did go up last week and now it's in all its glory. We're getting the pictures from everyone, which is so exciting and surreal. People wearing the shirts. We got the SoundCloud. Not the SoundCloud, the soundboard.
<Not sponsored.
laughs> Yeah.
Yeah. Soundboard literally everything on here is on.
Well, Brad. Good luck.
T-shirts.
Yes, every quote.
So the goal is gay rights, but also to wear the shirt and just like read it and you just start laughing.
Right. People have apparently been reading people's shirts in grocery stores and stuff and laughing. So it's a good time. Yeah, we got that. We got the logo, a classic.
Yep.
A clown emoji.
Designed by yours truly. She's a designer.
She is a designer. Check that out at merch.legendsonlypodcast.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough about us.
Right.
I'm so bad at like promoting my own shit.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So news.
Let's get into the news. All right. So Pride, we're kicking off Pride with a belated announcement. My queen, other queen. Well, actually, now that term no longer works. Huh? Well, Utada Hikaru just came out as non-binary on, you know what? I don't even know what to say because we did not get pronouns. We did not get a pronoun drop. We're going to go with they, them for now. But then Utada has a Shiseido campaign, which is like a global beauty campaign, and did this whole spiel about their name and not quite fitting into, like, Hikaru is apparently like a more masculine name, but also how Utada feels like a woman. It's basically already talking about gender in that little segment. Mm-hmm. All I know is respectfully, I'll use whatever pronouns they like. And it was an exciting little announcement. And also, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, that checks out for Utada. So as usual, keeping us guessing, all of our faves like to do that. So just a reminder, before the they, them announcement of non-binary, they have a teddy bear called Kuma-chan, and he is gay. So gay rights all around.
Relatable for you.
Exactly. I feel seen. So there's that. And an English song is coming called Feel Love. Find Love? Find Love.
I'm not going to, I almost just hit. Oh my God. What? But I was like, oh, no, no, we're not going to disrespect Brad's faves here on this podcast. I already do that enough.
Yeah. Well, okay. Moving on from another fave to a rising fave. Ray, queen of songwriting, queen of bed,
mm-hmm. Bob, Mabel, Song of Summer,
of so many songs all the time, all the Jax Jones songs, went on a very emotional Twitter rant over the past few days, where she revealed that she's been locked into an album deal since 2014, and she has yet to like release her own project, really. And because they want her to prove that she can sell as herself, they're not going to let her do an album until she like charts solo, which is so stupid and so frustrating. And I feel like this is...
But how can you chart solo if you haven't even been given the chance yet?
There's that.
And like, Bed is Song of Summer.
Right.
Bop.
Well, as I was saying in the Discord, I don't understand why a label wouldn't want, from a financial standpoint, to have somebody who is sending songs to the top of the charts and then creatively fulfilled on the side, even if it doesn't chart. You've got like a Julia Michaels who...
Yeah.
Julia Michaels wrote everything in 2016 and 15. And her own stuff does kind of hit, but not to the same degree. But it's fine. And I feel like that's a satisfying balance. Like, just let Ray do what
she wants. I mean, I don't know the inside and out of this, but with everything being digital, you don't have to invest in, you know, like printing CDs and that whole, like, there's so much less. Yeah,
there is that too. It's like, I don't know what they're worried about putting their time into exactly. Because she writes everything. I don't know. It's all dumb. It's stupid. But she got a ton of support. Like, I saw all these major artists tweeting in support of her, calling it out.
I've got a bop, but I'd rather sing my own tonight. Got a bop.
Literally. So,
she could just re-record that, re-release it.
Oh my God. Ray version.
Yeah.
The Ray sessions.
Instead of bed.
You know... That's all I have to say about it. It's just stupid. Like, I feel like that's like a dinosaur part of labels that's like way, way old fashioned now.
Can she release independently?
Well, she's locked into the deal, I think.
Oh, so you can't even just like
great,
go on SoundCloud.
Great
and
week
your
for
own...
people who want to do their own thing. Just really, yeah. It's been a fucking fantastic week for like justice.
So would you get in trouble if you were like signed into a label and you just went on SoundCloud and you just like posted a bop?
I think so.
Oh.
I think that's part of the scary contract, is you can't, or you can get sued or something like that.
Ew.
I think that's why it's a scary contract.
Let her release her own bop.
Let Ray bop.
Yeah.
Well, there's another person who maybe doesn't need to release more bops.
Maybe you should log out.
Maybe.
Throw laptops, phone, everything out the window.
Yes. The queen of pop, the Madonna, who did come to Pride. We didn't talk about it. She did...
Oh, yeah.
She did pretty much do, which I jokingly guessed she would do, which is perform two songs at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Hung Up and I Don't Search, I Find. I'm happy for everyone who was there. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
I didn't hate it. I mean, I wasn't there, but I was like...
I would hate it
not
if I
hating it.
Were there, except for when she was on the bar. Otherwise, I would have hated being crammed in there. They were peeing in cups.
Oh, I did hear that. All the gays were like dragging each other on Twitter.
The gays the next day were just like, you shoved Amanda Lepore. Well, you ran into Andy Cohen.
Yeah, you peed in a cup. You peed in a bottle.
It was like, you know what? I'm good just seeing the little 12-minute clip of what she ended up doing.
I was scared.
Of her on the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Kelly Clarkson in I Do Not Hook Up when she's dancing on the bar and she slips.
Oh, God.
I'm like, girl, we cannot have you falling.
No more hips. Like, you've ran out. You already replaced the one.
Yeah.
That's enough.
And I'm not being ageist. I'm just
no,
saying
she literally did
you should not
that.
Stand on, like, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, you should standing, not stand on a bar during Pride.
Yeah, it's not meant
there's
to
like
stand on that bar.
Alcohol in lines everywhere on right. there. That's dangerous. So she did the Pride thing. She got a lot of fanfare and a lot of like, there was a headline like New York is back because Madonna did that. And it's like, okay, you know, that's good praise.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
I love that her tits were out.
Her tits
iconic.
Were so out. But then unfortunately.
And her skin.
Well, that's that MDNA
so,
skin.
Is it?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm sure it's a lot of very expensive procedures.
Ugh. Sign me the fuck up.
Unless it is like the glowing rivers, rapids of Italy that she's harnessed rose water for $85 a spritz. But
I loaded those pictures in 4K. That shit looks fucking good.
It did look good. The boobs were out. Nips and all.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare for news outlets who had to cover it and just be like, oh,
yeah,
tits.
Iconic.
Very. She didn't give a fuck. She also wore a harness that said, not my president. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. She doesn't know. And then, of course, as we were talking in the live chat, she did the Times Square installation of her latest basically secret project resist revolution project.
I walked over there. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was silent. And also she uploaded it on Instagram, and it's her new thing, kind of her always thing, is just, you know, writhing against a wall as the words like resist and revolution, and there's just vaguely just like do that and express yourself.
Yeah, I was confused by
well get the message.
Yeah.
It's just like resist. All right, got it. I mean, I'm always going to love that from her, but it was just one of her many installations.
Right. Like, girl, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah,
been
that's
gone.
True, too.
Yeah. She got banned off Instagram.
Well, somebody who should get banned off Instagram.
Like, oh, you next.
Unfortunately, after, like, I would say some fanfare or general, like, positivity, we then had the iconic Lil Nas X performance at the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Making out, taking a page out of Adam Lambert's book with the makeout.
Oh, kiss. Yeah.
Yeah, Lambert did that in like 2009 at like the AMAs, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, very heated at that time. This one was just like hot because it was, he's hot, but also like it was just a sexy performance because that's what he does. Of course, you had the religious right coming for him. You had very homophobic communities coming for him. But then you had Madonna, who decided to take this opportunity to post a picture of the performance and compare it to her Britney Christina kiss from the 2003 VMAs and write hashtag did it first.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, good. Taking away this queer black person's moment to be like, did it first. Now, later on, Pop Crave tweeted it, which Pop Crave is the source. We in Pop Crave, we trust. And
they should put that on a shirt.
They should. That should be merch for.
Yeah.
I'll DM them. And because it got so much heat, Lil Nas X replied to Pop Crave and was like, Madonna and I are friends. Flex, by the way. That is such a flex.
Yeah.
It was just a joke between us.
Yeah. I didn't really think that she meant it to be like, I did this first. Like,
right.
It just was not. Just don't.
Just don't. And.
I will say it is like
it's
really,
her stand-up career that she's tried. It's
She was trying to do something. It did not land.
Right.
But also I will say it is kind of fucking iconic that Madonna like loves him.
Oh, absolutely. That's
so I looked at it as more of like you have been blessed by the queen of
the
pop.
The kiss of death.
However, like it just the hashtag.
It was the hashtag.
Yeah.
But also,
it's like no one needs to know that you...
If you take it in that context, of course that's a joke among friends, and you can... Like, if we knew that all along, it would be like, oh, fun.
It's like Madonna being like, my impact.
Yes.
Like how we joke yes. about like, absolutely. Oh my God, my impact.
Yes.
When it's not really your impact.
Exactly.
It's like we're joking.
And so, unfortunately, that just got hurt because inevitably you
rightfully
get those
scalped.
Overly serious Twitter, you know, analyses of like all the ways yeah. she's scalped, you know, stolen.
I'm over Twitter.
Oh, well, we are very
can
over.
Can we just...
We can delete it. Well, now we have trusted friends option.
Oh, that's right. Coming
no
soon.
No more alts needed. You could just tweet your nudes to your selected trusted friends, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here. But anyway, it's fine. But like now... People are mad at Madonna and probably didn't see the Lil Nas X tweet.
People have always been mad at Madonna.
I know. And also she should, somebody's just got to give her some tips or Lola's got to just log her out already. Please.
Yeah.
Well, now she's on a tractor making out with her boyfriend. So it's fine.
She does not give a shit.
Oh, God, no.
And he doesn't give a shit either.
He doesn't either.
No.
He's doing a really good job. I have to say he's really, really brave, honestly, because you're up against, we can all like, we've come out like 15, 20 years ago or whatever, and we can handle people being like, gay is wrong. But it's yeah. like, it's a lot of people. Like, and it's a lot of influential people, like, sometimes back coming at him. And it's, oh, the culture.
I think what's
like,
scary about it is yeah. the people that wind up, the talking heads that wind up talking about him mm-hmm. have people who listen to them that are violent
yeah.
and scary. Like, yeah. that to me... is
right
scary
right he's changing the kids he's warping their minds I mean
right
to be fair that conversation followed Britney followed everybody it's you know oh the perverseness the whatever like you're gonna turn the kids gay you're gonna turn the kids into sluts I don't know what to say I it's just it's always been in culture to be like oh rock music's gonna make the kids Satanists all of that to a degree
usually the ones are the most homophobic are usually the ones caught in the bathrooms, in the parks,
well,
just saying.
That often happens.
But anyway.
Anyway. there was a lot more support, to be honest, and a lot of, like, really great shout out. Like, he freaked out because I think Diddy was like, go get it. Like, he was, like, cheering him on.
Tell me.
Yeah. Noted for tell me above all.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that straight men are cheering him on specifically. Like, that every time that happens, it's, like, a big victory, I think. So.
Yeah.
You'll always get the gays and the girls and the theys, but I don't know about, you know, when you get these macho entertainers cheering you on, that's huge. Not that we want to give men credit ever.
No.
But it's
impact.
Impact. So.
Also, everyone wrote him off as like a one-hit wonder.
True.
And
he's so fucking funny on Twitter too.
It just made it, it gave more power to his rise.
Yeah, it really did. So. We're highly anticipating Montero, the album now. I think it's...
That got announced.
Yeah, with like a Marvel theme teaser, which was very clever.
Wow.
If it doesn't get him sued. But yeah.
Oh, right. Because that's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it was because it's not for sale, that teaser that he's fine. I don't know. Because you're not like selling the teaser. I don't know.
Likeness.
A likeness. Yeah. A nod, intellectual. I don't
Should
know.
Should make his own super character.
Yeah, he was like, I'm past the demon stage. We're onto the...
oh my God, that demon from Powerpuff Girls?
Him?
I
think
know.
He's called him.
Oh.
Capital H-I-M.
Oh, does it matter if you love him?
I think so.
Gay icon.
Gay icon, yes.
That should be his superhero.
I agree. Wait, I need to look that one up.
I need to look that one up.
It's him, yeah.
Oh,
him.
Is that problematic? No.
His infernal majesty.
Queen of pop.
Queen of pop.
That's a conversation we need to have.
That the devil's the queen of pop?
You know, the gay icons that are in cartoon form.
Oh.
Yeah, him, Birdo.
Right.
That's basically it.
Yeah. Endless.
Anyway, the point is that we stan and everyone stop taking it so seriously on Twitter.
Oh, please.
Like, seriously?
It was a bad week for Twitter. In general.
Week?
It's a bad life on Twitter.
It's a bad forever.
It's forever bad, but yeah. I would say it's just especially because the news has sucked so much this week that everyone is very irritated.
We should all go back to Tumblr.
We should all log out.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But
Tumblr 2013, shout out if you were there. The glory days.
Well, anyway, on to our next segment.
So last week we went, I mean, last week's episode was entirely dedicated to
we did talk the events. About the testimony, mm-hmm. everything. But we, of course, in our natural style, we recorded as there was a breaking thing that happened. We were like, did Jamie Lynn say anything? No. Okay.
Yeah. Hits upload. All of a sudden, Jamie Lynn does like a 10-part Instagram story. We're Christina like, Aguilera does a whole Twitter thread. It was like, boom, 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 boom. Update. I was like, great.
As they will while we upload this one.
Hello, everyone. It is
our producer, T. Kyle.
So as we joked, of course, what happened? More breaking news happened literally right after we finished recording, and we want to get this episode up for the 4th of July weekend. So we will discuss this new breaking news. There's a New Yorker article. There's a bunch of other stuff that literally just came out. And honestly, producer note, this is why, if you were wondering why we stopped doing the Britney podcast, it was because this literally kept happening to us every single time we recorded an episode, and we just had to scrap everything over and over and over and over and over again. But anyway, we are chatting about this all on Discord. If you want to join the Discord, you can go to patreon.com/legendsonly. That is where we kind of have the real-time chats. So a lot of the things, I mean, I think I say something. We recorded something about the Instagram, which now all of the Instagram is like up for debate. There was news about the Instagram where it gets vetted or something. You guys, the story changes every hour. So does the weather. But anyway, end producer's note. Enjoy the rest of the episode. It's a fun one. Okay, bye.
But anyway, so we didn't even talk about it. We talked about it on the Discord. The Jamie Lynn statement was...
A choice.
Not helpful, I would say. I would say it started out good because it was what I wanted from Jamie Lynn to hear it first. Like... she's my sister and I know her better than anyone. That's good. That's there we go. And then it was like,
I thought we were sisters.
Yeah. And then it became, if she wants to move to Mars, if she wants to move to the rainforest, if she wants to be out of the conservatorship, it's like, what?
Yeah, like what?
What do those things have to do with this? Yeah. Like, there are a lot of people who are concerned about her well-being and her freedom. And your response to it is like, I mean, if she wants it.
If she wants to go to Mars.
It's like not a super great answer, to say the least. And so that didn't go over well at all.
No.
And she's stayed clear until this Friday when we're recording. She sent another Instagram story up and it was just the words, I know everyone is entitled to their opinion, but please stop sending me death threats, especially the children, which is fair. That's awful that it's happening. Not helping again, though.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you, but it also is, she's kind of in a lose-lose no matter what.
Yeah.
Because if she didn't log in and say anything, then everyone would drag her. But then she logs in and she's like, maybe she wants to go to Mars. It's like.
I arguably think that made it much worse.
If she did a notes app, she would have gotten dragged.
Yeah, but I think,
I don't know.
I think
I'm
if she was just like.
I'm not Jamie Lynn advocate here. Just saying I do think no matter what happens.
I just think even if there's clearly more to the story, I think it should have just been a bit more like, I am here to support my sister.
Right.
I heard her. It was awful to hear the things she said.
Yes.
Because I think everyone, while she clearly didn't seem shocked by it, everyone was very shocked by the things like the IUD, the medications and stuff. So like, she didn't even seem fazed by any of it. So it just would have been helpful for her to be like, I was shocked and appalled by the things that she is saying. And I'm going to go in there and save my sister, whatever. Would have been probably what people wanted to hear rather than sort of like you don't know it. You don't know me, which is fair. Like that, I didn't mind the beginning of it because it's like, I've always been like, we don't know the full story. But then it was like, she wants to go to Mars. She can go to Mars. Like, no.
Even if she did literally want to go to Mars, she couldn't. She would have to get it fucking approved. So it's like, what are you talking about, Jamie Lynn?
Oh. And the worst part, she was like, I don't have anything to do with it or without it. And it's like, last year you were named like the trustee of the thing or something. Like
she was trying to get involved. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I'm pretty sure like actually on paper you are involved in this. So that part really rubbed me the wrong way because I'm like, no, I think Like, I think she's in the same thing, like with the will where you, or the whatever, after you get insurance where you're like, oh, my money goes if I die. Like, I think she's the name.
Oh, Jesus. For,
well, you have to, when you do like insurance, you get, what is it? A beneficiary?
I don't know.
I feel like you've had to do it.
Maybe I mean, I have, but I don't think about it.
Oh, but I think like she was named that for Britney, I think.
Oh, and, Jesus.
But like, that's why it's like, I think you are involved in this, like in this.
You're a sister.
You're a sister. Anyway. So that wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, okay, fair. And I agree. But you know what was great?
What was great?
Christina Aguilera's response.
Probably one of the best statements.
The best, in my opinion.
Ahead of its time best. Yes.
Yes.
It was.
It was bold. It was like.
It was bold.
Very specific. Yes. And supportive.
And it touched all the points that Christina would touch about yep. women's rights mm-hmm. and reproductive rights and things like that.
She's a fighter.
Yes, it was on brand for her as well. And I just feel like it was probably something stewing inside of her for the past 2 years, if not forever, of I'm going to be asked about this anyway, because I'm always asked about Britney all the time. And I'm going
and
to
And she has been respectful about
and
it.
And she's always been respectful. And so I think this was already on top of her mind. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to let them know ahead of time right now how I feel about it. Because I'm sure she would have been bugged about it in every interview.
Because yeah, well, she always is.
She always is. And I've always said it's so unfair. So I'm glad that she did it. And I think, she had one of the best statements, you know, supporting her and saying that she deserves her freedom and her choice and all of that. I mean, we could always count on Christina for that.
Like
that.
Was, I mean, like, I fucking stan.
We fucking stan.
I love Christina Aguilera.
I love it. So
okay, so now she's stan Breathe On Me.
Yeah, she's a Breathe On Me stan.
And she has, in my opinion, the best celebrity statement about all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we've had a conversation on the Discord about, you know, there's been, all support is good support, but there's been more performative versions of it that are like, okay, like, do you actually care about this, or are you using a hashtag that is trendy? Because some people are like not even saying like how they feel about her or like what they feel. They're just using it and going. And it's like, okay. I mean, I would love to hear your thoughts. Like maybe you have something that you've seen or heard that like, because speaking of statements, I thought Iggy Azalea also did a good job.
Yes.
Because she said, you know, I signed an NDA. However, you already know that I told you that they searched my house when she came over for the salads.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, and I said this in the, I think I said this, that's already enough to know that, like, the surveillance was crazy. Because at the time, I felt personally that it was something to do with sobriety and making sure there were no drugs or alcohol.
The context of that story is completely different
now. Yes, because...
Because at first, it was kind of disrespectful to Iggy of, like, what are you saying about her? Like, I thought being like, who's this, like... So I thought it was a sobriety thing, too. Like,
yeah,
I
thought
it was very dismissive of Iggy. Like, what are you... accusing her of Iggy.
We're not bringing you to this house full of drugs first.
Right. But now it's clear it was
like
something else.
Yeah. Who knows? But so in my opinion, she's already said enough, like by giving us that little anecdote. But also she did say she had an NDA, and then she was like, you guys need to back off because I'm not gonna get sued, but at the same time I'm here for her. I've let her know that, I think she said to that effect.
And wasn't it after the Pretty Girls performance?
Yeah, she said in a very similar way to how Britney said she was forced
to sign an NDA
by Jamie right before the performance or after.
Yeah,
right before.
So she was saying that in the way Britney described how they went up to her and basically forced her to sign the deal for Vegas.
2018 Vegas tour.
Jamie Spears went up to Iggy after the Pretty Girls performance and essentially bullied her into signing NDA, which is really fucking weird because it's a Pretty Girls performance that's going to air on an award show the next day and there's an audience. Like, what are you NDAing about?
I mean, it could have been about their entire experience together from like the salads to this. I don't know, but...
That's because I will say it's not weird for people to sign an NDA when you are protecting intellectual property. Like if
Britney, Beyonce's albums.
Yeah. Like if Britney was doing a Lemonade.
Yeah.
And someone was
the whole
on set,
project needs to be NDA'd.
Right. Like everyone would be NDA'd and it would be not a weird thing.
Yeah.
But that's to protect like a song like a project or something, not to like bully and intimidate.
Yeah,
it's
it certainly doesn't help his case, the conservatorship's case ever. Like, I mean, nothing did this week. I mean, they're so fucking stupid. But so we got the statement. We got Anybody else's noteworthy?
The trust that... wanting to resign.
Right, which is two-sided because Britney requested in 2020 that the trust, the Bessemer Trust or whatever it's called, comes in and becomes the new conservator of her estate.
Yes.
Didn't get that request. But also Jamie wanted just to have the sole conservatorship. Britney was able to get Bessemer Trust in as co-conservator, but not get Jamie out. So it was still a victory because she was able to get somebody else in.
Right.
That's basically where we were at. And the judge had signed it this week, but the headlines went with the fact that that request to get Jamie out last year was denied. So they made that the story. And then they made the, and then a day later came the story that Bessemer dropped out due to controversy.
Yeah. They wanted to resign from being on the.
Which I'm of two minds about, because on the one hand, it's good that there's less hands in the pot, like in general. Like you're trying to dismantle this, it shouldn't be more people. But moreover, I think it's a loss because that was allegedly Britney's desire to have this
Bessemer.
Yeah, this financial institution in her name. So they were like, this is thorny. We're leaving the chat.
And if Bessemer leaves, then that it's means just Jamie. Right.
So we're right back to where we started, kind of.
Right.
I think, well, Jody is conservator of the person. Jamie's conservator of the estate, I believe.
Right. With Bessemer.
Was with Bessemer and now no longer.
Bessemer, is it already? Are they already
gone? Oh, yeah. They already were like, nope.
Oh, it was that fast? Oh, yeah. They're done?
Yeah. They like sent in. Yeah. Because they hadn't even formally like talked with Jamie or anything yet, I think. They said like they don't want to deal with Jamie or Britney's lawyer.
Interesting.
So
I do also think though, the because the judge was getting a lot of heat for rejecting that petition from November.
Right.
But I did see people talking, it was either on Discord or there was a thread saying that it may have been that petition that was still standing, like it was kind of like in a queue, I guess, like waiting. By rejecting that, dismissing it, it now makes way for the new one to get heard.
Maybe. Because we heard that they were filing, so also that happened this week, so much happened this week, is that allegedly the lawyer who...
Sam
Ingham, who sounds like
this
trash.
This is like my RA skills coming in handy, where you had to, when you told a story of writing, you had to use everyone's name.
Samuel Ingham was allegedly ready to hand in the paperwork for the petition to literally get rid of
from Britney to get rid of the whole thing,
which was very big, and then it never got submitted to the court. But maybe it's a queue thing, maybe they have to wait for this.
I think I saw a thread on I'm like hating on Twitter, and I'm like, I think I saw a thread that was saying by dismissing the previous one now they can get to the new filing
maybe
in the next hearing. Because it's all lined, like every petition's like lined up.
Okay.
So, and again, I'm not playing Judge Penny advocate. I'm just...
Number one, yeah.
Yeah. Judge Penny's number one stan here.
Absolutely not.
She's an icon.
No, stop
She's a legend.
No.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Jesus Christ. I can't. We are not, advocates of... anybody who is keeping her in this thing. But anyway, that's basically where we're at. We got rumblings of the petition about to be submitted, which frankly, like,
confirmed across multiple outlets.
Yeah.
So I do think it's happening.
Yeah. And then in the meantime, all of this is happening. She is in Maui.
Hawaii. Yeah.
And even though it was already looking a little fishy on her own Instagram with like the amount of content that maybe came from 2020,
I want to shut that down.
Okay.
Because if you are a real fan, you know that she recycles bathing suits.
Well, I did say that too. It's like, well, but same, but I'm they like, were saying has... even the clouds and stuff were like the same.
Oh, clouds always look the same. What do you mean? There's not like blue clouds one day and then the next day they're purple.
I don't know.
Red.
I don't know. And I do think she would
and
be the
type. And
the
pink is in her hair. Like she's a little bit of the pink still.
Okay.
She didn't have the little bit of the pink.
Yes. So the beginning post, I guess, was suspect for some people. But then she showed up on the treadmill for that cute Instagram story on Sam's. And then Sam was doing the workout and she was giving him like fitness encouragement. She was like, lift that thing.
Lift that. Do that so that it makes your vein go like that.
It was actually giving me shades of Chaotic. It was giving me a little bit of like the whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like a very at peace Britney, I would think. So I don't know. I definitely enjoyed that. I liked seeing a glimpse of her seemingly just goofing around.
Yeah.
So
gazing at her man's bulging arms.
Into that. So I feel like, I, you know, if we're leaving on a high of the latest news, it would be she seems happy ? Right now in this moment with him. Also, she sent out a very strongly worded cease and desist to the paparazzi, the fans, and anyone else. Don't
via Instagram.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can I confess something on this podcast? I spent probably 2 hours trying to find where the fuck that was made. I downloaded like 5 apps on my phone.
Oh.
I was trying to find the font, that little red background.
Yeah.
I like literally couldn't find it.
Oh my
God. I was like, how did she make this?
It is
what
a unique
is this? Couldn't do
PowerPoint
it.
PowerPoint sort of presentation.
Sorry to report back. Our producer T. Kyle could not replicate. Because normally I feel like if I can replicate it, I'm like, okay, it was done on an iPhone.
Yeah.
This one cannot confirm.
Well, this one was certainly strongly worded. Don't come up to her while she's texting. Don't take pictures right now, and you should be doing this instead. Cut to a pride parade doing Oops, I Did It Again.
Uh-huh.
Very iconic.
Yeah.
She has had it. I don't really know even, this has gotten so big and insane. The White House is fielding questions.
Jen, oh, that's right.
The White House press is answering questions.
How do you feel about Britney's conservatorship?
I think we should have that conversation.
Basically, literally that.
Literally.
It is so, so big now at this point that Elizabeth Warren sent in a letter or something about conservatorship transparency. The awful Florida guy, Gates, is inviting her to Congress. Go worry about your allegations.
Allegations, sir.
That's definitely a misdirect. But like, it's literally in U.S. politics right now. It's huge. And so, not a great day, great week for justice or like rights.
No.
Or just generally not a great country for that. But it's so crazy right now and so loud. And I don't know what comes. Although I would assume or hope that would lead to swift action. I don't know. We really can't. I think we just have to wait for the petition to be handed in.
Yeah.
Unless the alternative, I suppose, is like Jamie gets scared off. But like, I don't see it happening at this point, because how much louder could it possibly be before they give up already? Like, you're not going to make any more money. It's like, what has to happen at this point? Because all eyes on her, literally. But I feel like I don't know what comes now.
No.
I guess we wait and see, but I do think the petition needs to get handed in. I think that's
even Mother Nature snapped.
Did it?
Yeah.
The heat wave?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
literally
true.
Scorched the earth.
That's true.
Britney's testimony literally scorched the earth and sent multiple earthquakes through California.
Oh, I didn't hear about the earthquakes. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Well, it's heated, to say the least. I just don't understand. I just think they're stupid ultimately, like very dumb people, but how they aren't like, wow, this has gotten too big, I'm backing off. They're so fucking stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's real bad.
Honestly, this week was bad.
Oh yeah, this week was bad. Her whole family are just kind of like not saying anything, really.
Yeah.
Lynn expressed concern. Get her out of this thing. It's awful. It's just...
Well, 2 more weeks until the next hearing, right?
Yeah. I don't think it can go on much further. What a shit show, though.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd be here?
I was, like, spiraling the other day because, like, what did I do to get stuck in the simulation of dealing with that man for 4 years, then a global pandemic, then finding out that my absolute favorite human being in the world is being abused, then what happened to Serena Williams? I sank into a very dark headspace this week the new Iggy Azalea music video dropped. But like, I'm not kidding,
I did not have a good week.
No,
and it's, I don't know what to do, because I do think it's a wait and see situation.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Anyway,
and then the earth was like, spark.
Yeah,
I'm burning.
Yeah,
we
we're all gonna have fun.
switch it off.
We're going to think positive and we're going to end on a high note, which is it seems like the paperwork's about to be sent in. It seems like she, despite everything, is having a nice time with Sam.
Yes. And that brings me joy.
And that brings us respite, a peace for now. So
she's in her Maui dance studio.
She is. Yes.
Twirling and flipping.
Yeah. We're going to check in on that next week.
Okay, great. Well,
we love it.
Let's pivot.
Well, speaking of... what are we even speaking of? Speaking of recycled
outfits... Just like, we need to pivot to fun.
Okay. Fun fashion
fun.
Friends?
Yes. So for all our fun fashion friends, it's time for...
Fashion friends.
Hi, fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. All right. Well, I do have some picks.
Yeah.
I have some picks, and they're all kind of aligned. Number one, Miss Dula Peep. Dua Lipa for Vanity Fair is giving you, as somebody who slid into my DM said, Fran Drescher, which was not wrong, and a high compliment. Serving that, very that, on Vanity Fair. Good, good magazine cover. And Dua Lipa is also responsible for the lip sync of this week's All Stars 6 Drag Race physical, La Ganja Estranja, The Grand Return. One of the best lip syncs on that show in a long time.
Yeah.
Trinity K. Bonet versus La Ganja Estranja in a high fashion, weed inspired superhero ensemble, giving you Poison Ivy meets marijuana, mama, as La Ganja would say. And probably one of the best intros onto the stage that has been on Drag Race.
Yeah.
Very Tamisha Iman's daughter, who did the I Need a Hero.
Yes, drop.
Yes. Just physical was
that
the perfect
death
song
drop.
For the
I've watched it the, over and over and over.
The intro when she...
No, the other death drop.
The
let's get physical.
She does
boom,
sort of like a... Yeah, she like pretends to kill herself, flop up, dip, and then she
that
goes
jump
up.
With like... I literally had to watch it in slow. I screen recorded it so I could watch it in slow-mo. I was like, how did your legs go like that?
Well, she got a song called Legs. She does.
In the heels.
She's Gumby. And then she...
Oh my God, Gumby, gay icon.
Gay icon
skinny.
Also. Yes. Then she bounces up and she does a very like Britney make me ass up.
Yeah.
Like snake movement. So good. So hot. She killed it. And she did say on her Instagram, this is the last time you'll see me on there as a contestant. I fulfilled my whole creative vision for this
show.
What
a way to go out.
What a way to go out, honestly. She said, if they want me back as a choreographer, I'll do it. But otherwise, like, that's probably it for me. And I was like, end on a high.
And that's all you need.
That is all you need. Like, people are going to be talking about that lip sync. Thank you, Dua. Dua soundtracked that. And honestly, Dua has provided, like, 3 lip syncs. Like, Don't Start Now, I think. Just Break Your Heart. And Physical. So she has done it. Future Nostalgia, current classic, modern.
Like this one, and also Shut Up and Drive are standouts for me.
Absolutely. So that was an incredible high fashion moment.
Yeah.
And I would just like to give a quick shout out. If anyone saw me crying on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, she's going through it too.
Yeah, I was going through it.
Yeah, me too.
Veneno on HBO Max. You need to see it. You will cry, but it is worth it. I'm late to the party, like 3 or 4 months late to the party.
I do want to add this to my list.
It's essential, yes. The looks in that show, I'm just going to all give high toots, high fashion editorial to. Excellent. I don't want to ruin the plot or anything like that. You can look that one up, but it's fantastic. And Veneno Pa Tu Piel, the song now is in my head constantly. And just, it's a fantastic show. And yes, I did cry a lot. And... That's what I have for my pick.
Love that. Well, speaking of crying, my high fashion for this week goes to the greatest tennis player of all time, Serena Williams, for her warm-up jacket with a full train that she wore to Wimbledon. It was fucking legendary. She walked out head high with that fucking gorgeous train flowing behind her. Yeah.
I love that.
And
you have a note here about the people in charge.
Yeah. I will read my note. I said, Serena Williams's warm-up jacket at Wimbledon and everyone in charge there needs to go to jail with Jamie Spears.
Period.
Yeah, because they made them play on wet, soggy grass.
Trash.
And she fell within 15 minutes. Injury is TBD. We don't know.
Oh, God.
And is out.
Awful.
And,
I mean,
and before it, like, I don't stand men, but like the man that was playing before her, literally 30 minutes before her, was winning against Roger Federer. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
It was like, he's good.
Yeah.
He's better than good. But like, anyway, he was losing.
Yeah.
This guy was winning. Fell.
Oh no.
Busted his knee bad because of the same shit. And they made death to all of them. Everyone at Wimbledon.
I have to be the audience when you say that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This is honestly where I started spiraling.
Yes, you did.
I sank for about 3 days.
Yeah. You and I trade off very well, actually, with our depressions. We kind of like, I know when you're going, and then I'm rising back up. And then,
oh, I was like, great. And then all of a sudden, I texted you, and you're like, I was like, I'm spiraling.
Yeah, I just know.
Yeah.
But you know, too, when I'm gone.
It's when I don't respond.
Uh-huh.
That's when I'm
spiraling. Pretty much same with me. I'm just crying somewhere.
But you know what? It's not about when you fall on soggy grass. It's about when you rise.
Get up in your jacket train.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I hope she comes swinging, literally. At the U.S. Open, because I will be there screaming.
I mean, it has not been a good week for justice for women, because the runner for the Olympics, that whole scandal with weed, which we've already talked about before. Anything weed-related, you should not be in jail for. You should not be punished for. Fuck all of that.
Also, performance-enhancing, bitch, where?
Seriously, if anything, it's more impressive.
Yeah, the last time I took an edible, my entire lower body stopped working, and I was stuck on a fucking stoop over there with a box of pizza, and I couldn't stand up.
The one time I took an edible, I thought butterflies were coming out of my eyes, so if I could run a marathon during that, impressive.
Literally, it's like even...
It's unacceptable. It's so fucking stupid.
It's racist, is what it is.
Well, I just... fucking can't. The incarcerations for over weed. This is not that podcast for that, but
it is right now.
Yeah. We talked about in the live chat. How are you going to have a store that looks like an Apple store go in and get weed, and then there's people in jail for the same thing? Are you kidding me?
It's legal in the state that she's from.
It's ridiculous.
And it's not performance enhancing.
Ridiculous. THC is not performance enhancing.
I did see there was a tweet that was like, I would pay to watch an Olympics.
Yes, I saw that.
Where everyone legally had to be on weed.
Yes. And it was illegal to be sober. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? It's got a point. And then somebody in the replies was like, Snoop Dogg can commentate. I mean,
that shit would be funny.
There's a market for that. It's not a good week.
No.
For anyone.
I needed to add Ramona Singer on the phone being like, and you don't support women.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
This has not been a week for women.
At everyone. Well, not at everyone. Who would be at? At men. No. It's not all men.
Well, right. But
at the universe, you don't support women.
Right. Just all of these people who... Anyway.
We need to stop thinking about it.
High fashion, low society. That's our new segment.
Oh my God, new podcast. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, speaking of low art or high art.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's time for our next segment. TikTok talk.
Yeah.
Where we talk about TikTok.
Slay!
The psychotic podcast. All right. We'll start. Actually, these are all high notes. Yes. Mascot and legend and queen of this pod, Bebe Rexha.
How dare you lower her to just being a mascot?
She's the unofficial mascot. She absolutely is. She is in on the joke, as always.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that there's a certain... She's got many quotes, but one of them stands out among Stan Twitter. And in honor of pride...
Slay!
She busted out her speaker and her mic. If you haven't seen it, we both posted it on our stories.
It was so funny.
I love her. Yeah, so we have that. And then, of course, the biggest news of the week, actually. Sims 4.
Mm-hmm.
Coming
biggest
soon.
Performance of the week, live from the Sim Sessions Festival, Susu. I forget what world it was in. It was in like Brindleton Bay or something. I forget.
Bebe Tiln Bay.
Yeah, Bebe Rexha in Sim form performed Sabotage.
Sabotage, and you can lip sync to it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Liberty.
Now I may have logged into witnessed this.
You did?
Would you like me to report from the Sims sessions?
Live from the, yes,
yeah,
the front
lines. So basically, in the Sims, there's events. So it'll be like, oh my God, there's this hot party. Do you want to go? And then you'd be like, yeah. And then you go. So it's this little festival. And so you hit yes, you go, and it like shows up. And there's like literally like seven Sims from your town standing there. And then you go and like you get a pretzel or like you can get food. And then you go over to the little stage. And then there's two other people that perform before her. Uh-huh. And then she goes on and she's just sitting at a piano singing Sabotage and Simlish and then just disappears.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I saw the BB shirt that you can get.
Yeah, there's multiple ones. You can get a BB Rexa shirt in The Sims 4, not sponsored.
I wish.
And you can also get her bodysuit, which was totally inspired by her WWE bodysuit.
Okay.
Which is kind of iconic.
I'm
and the
did you
hair.
Buy it?
Maybe so. but like literally they based the BB character off of her WWE look.
I love that. So did you enjoy the concert?
I did.
Good.
And I also realized that they only made her sing a ballad because they had her just doing like a Sims piano.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they didn't want to go out of their way and make
a custom
animation.
They couldn't do a full sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's still taking The Sims by storm. And it is a true sign that you are a gay icon if you do The Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Carly, Katie, Endless. Yeah. I don't know.
But my favorite part about this was I went on YouTube and I was watching gamers playing The Sims 4 session to see what their reactions would be.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one girl and she was like, oh my God, that's the Slay girl. And then they...
Slay!
I was like, no, she's not the Slay girl. She's the Sacrifice Chanteuse.
Shit.
So now she's known as the
Slay girl
to Gen Z Sims 4 players.
Gen Z Bobies know her as
Slay girl.
Okay. I'm wrapping my head around. You know what? That might be iconic.
They're not wrong.
Because if they see her chart, they'll be like, oh my God, the Slay girl like got a music career. You know what? It could work out for her.
Yeah.
Just keep it going. Just lean in, BB.
Live from Madison Square Garden, it's
the Slay girl.
It's this song was number one for 50 fucking weeks.
Just like a dramatic slay. Well, that's about it for TikTok. Oh, I do want to give a shout out. This is completely unrelated, but just a TikTok of the week to Shop AIF. This woman does lists of iconic lists of things to do in situations that how she'll handle it.
They're so funny.
So the rules during a plane hijacking was my favorite, but there's a million of them. They all usually start out with, first of all, kill me.
Yeah.
Second
like
of all,
every single list is always just first, kill me.
Kill me. I am not dealing with this. Second, if you do not kill me, I will attempt to kill you.
She's got a point.
I highly recommend a scroll through her list.
They're so funny.
Just, yeah. Or like somebody breaking in. Like, if you think you're going to give me trauma, childhood already did that. So don't. She's really good. She's really good. So that's my TikTok recommendation. Otherwise, I have just been completely logged out of pop culture. And I have been watching this one gay who I think I'm going to steal his life one day. Okay. It's called Red Leaf Ranch.
Oh.
He's this cutie who lived
in
New York.
No.
He fracks with his boyfriend. He moved to Tennessee with his man from New York. They have a giant farm and chickens, and he like talks about farms and chickens. And he's entertaining and cute, and I'm sort of like, when I finally, something ticks me off for the last time and I throw my laptop into the sea and I do log out officially, I might do this. It will come. It absolutely is coming down
the
pipeline.
Putting
the
moo in Moomoo's.
Literally. Moomoo's Farm.
Oh my God.
That's so cute. That's very like.
Isn't there a Moomoo's Beach?
I think in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not it's Moomoo Farm, right?
There's Moomoo level of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this will happen, by
Isn't
the way.
Isn't a fashion label?
Mew Mew, which is actually like how you say my website.
Oh.
But we anyway, that's a long chart of it. Basically, this is a preview.
Oh, and they added cows to Sims 4. Yeah, they
it
did.
All ties together.
Yeah, there's a new EP out.
I don't think he has cows.
No,
yet.
Not EP. Oh my God.
Expansion pack.
Oh, no, it is EP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cottage Living. You can do that. You can download Cottage Living, not sponsored. Mm-hmm. And then you can go watch Bebe Rexha. There you go.
You know what? Maybe that's the best of both worlds, honestly. Yeah, but you just, yeah, I like to give everybody advance warning. Yeah.
Is when Susu problematic?
What?
Saying Susu.
Isn't that, that's a sim
that's
word.
A sim thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I get canceled for repeating Simlish on the pod.
Canceled for Simlish. All right. Well, obviously, because it is the 4th of July weekend, a lot of the artists did not come out with bops.
Have a good 4th. I hope you're having a great 4th of July. I know I am at my beautiful condo overlooking the New York skyline and the Macy's fireworks in this fabulous Grandview at Riverwalk that I know Teresa couldn't even afford a down payment. Not even probably 10% of this beautiful unit that I own here.
And it's all paid for.
That is a throwback. Oh my God, I remember that. Reminds me of my early 20s. Right? That was like 2012.
That does?
Yes. That was like 2012 Stan Twitter years.
Yeah.
Totally.
Iconic Kim G.
Iconic Kim G. I mean, yeah. That was your appearance on Watch What Happens.
Yeah, the gif of me.
So young then.
Oh, yeah. So
anyway.
Relevant.
So relevant.
So young, so relevant.
And here we are now. So the girls did not really give us bops this week because they were like, well, you're just going to be...
Yeah, they did.
I mean, no, there are some bops, but I'm saying there's not like...
Oh, I was like,
an
what
avalanche.
Did you listen to?
There wasn't an avalanche. There are some incredibly important selections from what they did give us, though.
Oh. What an interesting new playlist. Incredibly important selections.
In an otherwise unremarkable week. Yes.
Oh.
The first... She's our commander. Mm-hmm. She's our Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Rowland, please welcome to the stage a cover of Cece Peniston's Finally Cannot Hide It with Amorphous, who is like a fast rising DJ producer on the scene who does like viral mashups.
So good.
Yes.
This is like what I want to do.
Okay.
I heard this and I was like, oh, I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like literally Kelly Rowland's.
Kelly said it's July 1st. That's okay. It's Pride.
Yeah.
It's so funny. She's literally got rainbows out as the companies are like burning their rainbow flags. And she's like, it's time to Pride.
Slay!
She like, I really,
I like don't
was,
know
like,
if they got the date wrong.
I think they did. I really do think they did.
They were like, July 1st, yeah. Everyone, time to party.
Oh, it was 6-1, not 7-1. Like literally the person scheduling YouTube was like, oops. I really do. I that's a hill I will die on, is that they got the wrong date.
You're probably right. You're probably
why
right.
Would you come out with that on July 1st?
It's so iconic, though.
It's so iconic.
They went with Pride is every day.
They...
It's like, yeah. Well, it's a bop.
I know.
We'll hear it somewhere.
I feel so bad for Kelly because every time Pride rolls around and she tweets about it, people bring up the clip from that horror movie.
Freddy versus
so,
Jason.
Yeah.
That was fighting for gay rights, to be honest.
Was.
She was right to say it.
And people were killed.
And Kelly can say the F word, to be honest. People were killed.
Yeah. Kelly released Commander. She's allowed to say the F word.
She absolutely is. Mm-hmm. They also always bring up John Duff's Pride gif when he's like, Kelly Rowland is the true gay icon.
Yeah, he did not lie.
He didn't lie. Yes, we're always rooting for Kelly Rowland legend in this house.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's a bop. And I mean, Finally is iconic. So shout out to Pride is Everyday Anthem. Finally cannot hide it.
Yeah.
Wow. From one legend to another, from strength to strength.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
She's making out with Taika Waititi and Tessa Thompson, everybody. It's Rita Ora.
Give it up for her.
Give it up for her. Yes. She is here with her Charlie XCX penned You For Me with Sigala.
Bop.
Bop, 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 bop. Literally.
Bop.
I heard it first. Okay, I went through a whole phase. I heard it first and I was like, oh, it's not the demo. Heard it second time. I was like, but it's good. And now it's my favorite song. And I'm having it tattooed on me. That's where I'm at.
Oh, it's that.
I mean, I'm not actually doing that. But yeah, it was a Charlie song first. And then it was a demo and we were like,
oh,
Rita's
yeah.
coming with a bop written by Charlie. And she did.
What song was that, Charlie?
You for me, look it up. It's a summer bop.
Who is Sagala?
Well, he's a producer.
Like, oh, it's a man. I'm like that Xtina quote. I don't know if that's a man or a woman.
I canceled. Sagala.
Is it a producer? Is it like Galantis where it's like...
Well, it is a producer named Bruce Fielder.
Oh, he's cute.
British electronic producer, DJ, songwriter.
Oh
yeah. Kind of your type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm.
So we're going to the Sagala concert.
Sagala stan.
He's worked with a lot of our girls.
Why does everyone have such cool like aliases? I need one.
Okay, well.
Oh, outsourcing to the crowd. What do you guys think my alias should be?
We'll start a poll in the chat.
Yeah. Because I can't use T-Kaigo because I would get sued for like, that's, yeah.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Maybe like,
I don't know.
Dee Dee, Duncan. To, like,
oh, no. That's also copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Personality rights.
We'll figure that one out.
Yeah.
But anyway, look
at
that
one. I'm going to release my emotions remix soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the next one on the release schedule?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Because it's okay. Like a bop. Yeah. I was very inspired by this Kelly Rowland moment.
In what way? To tell Freddy Krueger that he's a...
Yeah. Yes, that. In taking an old like dance classic.
Uh-huh.
And then remixing it into something new, but still very much maintaining the essence. Mm. I'm trying to use big words here. Of the song, but giving it a fresh new coat of paint.
I love
via
that.
Via sounds.
You'll practice that for when you're doing the press tour.
Yeah. Like my emotions remix still sounds like emotions, but it's all new instruments.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand the essence of what you're saying.
Yeah. Finally cannot hide it.
Yeah. So Shout out to Kelly. Shout out to Rita. You for me. Also, I really love the lyrics of this. It's very like depressed on the dance floor, which I certainly can relate to.
Yeah.
We certainly... anyway, I'm moving on.
Also, stream big.
Yes. Chart data rounded out all the top five girls of the year so far. And Olivia Rodrigo's Sour was one, but then everything else was from last year. It was Taylor Swift, Evermore. It was Positions, or 2 years ago, Future Nostalgia, and Taylor's Fearless, Taylor's version.
Wait, so like the girls that are coming out with new releases in 2021 still haven't
have
outsold?
Not outsold, which is a bit iconic. Well,
girls, start girls? Streaming Sacrifice. Start streaming Big by Rita Ora.
And so I was going to say, Big is like one of the releases of this year that has actually stood up for me. Like that EP has done it for me.
Yeah, needs to win a Grammy.
Grammy nominee Rita Ora incoming.
Who would you give best dance recording Grammy to for 2021 so far?
Sacrifice.
Yeah. No, I controversial opinion. I might give it to Big.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Well. They switch on you like... shout out to that. And finally, she had a big week with putting out a statement, and she also put out a song, everyone. It's Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
I am the strip club. She and with the House of Balmain.
Mm-hmm. Music video.
And the video.
You have to watch the music video with
the video kind of seals the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she went sort of house... Mm-hmm. Electronic. She went electronic. Yeah. As you wished. I definitely think that works for her.
Hashtag did it first. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's that one's for the girls. That one.
Mm-hmm. I like this one because it's simp. What was that?
You literally just did the Wendy Williams live.
Did you,
James?
I swear to God, I just saw like my.
It was lightning.
Something flash.
It was lightning.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, it's raining. Oh,
James.
Well. Okay, that freaked me out.
You did a reel. What was that?
Well, because I just was... Anyway, so Iggy Azalea, what I like about this one, and this is not shade, it's very simple in production, but it's like a tit shaker, poolside bop.
Yeah.
Like, it's the definition of bop. Like, you just listen to it and you bop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Like, it's nothing revolutionary.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun.
Something fun, something for
literally.
The summertime.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Fun times.
And I love the logo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's updated.
Uh-huh.
She gave it a little extra. It was cold. if you will. She got a little like a Cole treatment. That logo went to A. Cole Industries. Shout out.
That reference.
That needs to be our mascot.
True.
Does anyone know who A. Cole Industries is?
Does anybody know Allegra
Literally.
Cole?
What could they tweet us if they know?
Oh, cherries, maybe.
Or like a basketballs.
Yes.
Oh my God. If you know Allegra Cole from A. Cole Industries, yes, tweet us to basketball. Is there even a basketball emoji?
Yes.
I don't go to that section often. to the sports ball. Sports ball. Oh, no, there's not. Oh, there's plenty of them. Use one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet us two balls. Emojis, basketballs, footballs. If you know who A. Cole Industries is, asking for a friend.
Yeah. So I feel like that, you know, as I said, it wasn't a huge week for music, but it was good. I mean, I do have some like minor picks that I forgot about.
Brad's bubbling under.
Brad's bubbling under. although this should really be on the top of the charts for 50 fucking weeks, everyone. It's Flo Rida and Inna.
What? Oh, I missed this.
Flo Rida and Inna, Summer's Not Ready. You're gonna like it.
After this week, Summer is certainly ready.
It is a trashy club bop that is just like
Flo Rida. Does it sound like it was 2010?
Yeah.
Iconic. Bring it back.
You're definitely gonna like it. It's just trash. It's perfect. And Inna never lies. She's fantastic.
Also like a bubbling under mascot of the pod.
Yes, honestly. She follows us wherever we go. And then shout out to Rebecca and Fiona. That's a kind of a definition of a look that one up artist, but they're on Cascade albums sometimes.
Oh.
They are completely reliably amazing dance queen girlies called Real Love. Look that one up.
This is real, real, real. That one.
Yeah, but not that one. And also shout out to Luna for Paint This Town, PTT. Paint the Town, rather. They, lock your doors. They're coming around to paint it. So,
yeah.
Shout out to those moon girls. And finally, I don't think I have a finally.
Finally.
Finally, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, cannot hide it.
Cannot hide it. Yeah. Well, okay. So it's the 4th of July. Do you have any plans?
No.
Me either. I do intend to be by a pool. I don't know which pool or where. I just would like to be by
It's raining, so well, you just can just go outside. Hop in a puddle.
Or just cry at my home. Which is something I've been doing a lot of.
Yeah, I pulled out of my little depression moment.
Oh, as my ex said to my sister the first time he met her, your brother, he cries sometimes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not. It's just like a funny
every time I cry,
family
I
joke.
Get a little bit stronger.
Literally.
Stronger. Bop.
Yeah, well.
I hope Cascade comes out with a new song next week.
Probably. He's been doing it every other week.
From Redux 005. And I don't have anything else.
I don't either. I guess I hope everybody has a wonderful...
Have a good four.
Fourth of July.
Like, okay.
And, you know, if you're from here, if you're not, have a wonderful weekend. That is normal.
What does that sound like?
Because only we do the fourth.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. It's like because we... Because
it's America.
...declared independence from Britain.
People died.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well, how'd that work out for us?
You know what?
Because now everyone's laughing at us.
Well... Enjoy your burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah.
Get the grill out.
The UK has better taste in music now.
They
got to experience Spice Girls reunion tour in 2019.
That's true. Look who's laughing now.
Literally. Look who's laughing now. Bop. If you got that reference. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Happy 4th. We're in great spirits.
Yeah. Stay cool. Stay fun.
Enjoy the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And until next week,
we will
see you
soon.
Have a good 4th. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.